cup. Mommy sippy cup. Mommy sippy, mommy sippy, mommy sippy cup.
Hi. Welcome to the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. My name is Andrea Berkey, and I'm finally here with my friends that I miss so much, Miss Sunshine Hopped, Angela Hain, Miss Janelle Beyer now has a cold, so she's not coming. I hope it's just a cold. She said she just didn't feel good, so pretty sure that's all it is.
Mm-hmm. It is winter.
It is winter. People get sick.
Yeah, January does that.
Mm-hmm. So we went to Texas.
Yes.
On one of the days, my sister took me shopping. So, okay, there is a trifecta in Texas. The three places, H-E-B, Whataburger, and Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's, by the way, is a gas station.
Like, but it's a giant one, right?
It's humongous.
It's like a mall.
Yeah, it's ginormous. Yeah,
that's a bad description, but it's giant.
Yes. So that is the trifecta of Texas. So she took me to H-E-B. And then she took me to... I can't remember the name of the liquor store. So in Texas, it's against the law for stores to have liquor. They have to have liquor stores. They can sell wine and beer, but not hard liquor, which is weird to me. But anyway, so I went to an H-E-B, and then I went to a liquor store, and I brought back all of the fun things. Oh! You guys hear my dog?
I do.
That means daddy's home.
I figured.
Yes, because it went from crying to barking.
Yes. Yes, that is a thing. She's been like super, super needy.
She missed mommy and now she's excited to see daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good that they love you.
I know, right? So I went and I bought a bunch of things. So
I'm excited to try the things.
Yes.
Me too.
I was going to make
except for the blobs. The blobs scare me.
There are some blobs. Okay, so the flavor profiles in South Texas are spicy, sweet, and sour. Like, and it's surprising how many things hit those notes all at once. So as I was perusing, I discovered a couple of fun stuff. Now, the first thing that we're going to try, I think it might be my least favorite thing, but the most interesting fun thing. It's Smirnoff's spicy tamarind. Now, I don't know what a tamarind is.
It's like a fruit. Spice.
It's like I thought it was a fruit.
I thought it was a fruit.
But you could it's kind of a tamarind fruit.
I don't
okay.
know. So
all right, maybe I'm wrong.
And so this has like peppers and tamarind flavors, and it's spicy, but it's weird. And shots of it are a lot of fun because it's just like, oh, that hit me. But I thought it'd be fun to turn it into a screwdriver since it's a vodka. Uh-huh. So, and then there's this like weird goopy stuff. I can't explain.
It's of the goopy things.
It's like a tamarind type of fruity gel. And then it has like chili powder and lime and stuff in it. I don't even know.
And that's what you've rimmed our Dixie cup with?
And that's what I rimmed your Dixie with. I rimmed your Dixie.
Oh my gosh. Inappropriate. I like it.
I had a really weird accent when I got back.
Oh, yeah.
It was bizarre.
I know. And
did you hear it?
When Shane and I used to go to Texas to visit his sister, I feel like I developed a southern accent temporarily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I did water down the orange juice a little bit because I thought that the tamarind would be really, really sweet. With sweet orange juice, would be weird. So, yeah. This is the spicy tamarind Smirnoff.
I kind of like
with
it.
Orange juice.
I want to taste it plain. This is orange juice with spice.
Yes. Okay, hold on.
We're going to have to.
So I ran and got us all a little tiny taste of just the tamarind by itself.
I'm really excited.
Are you ready?
It doesn't smell good.
It's funky.
I love it.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. That was both of our I need my determination.
Ooh, I like it.
It was fun. So then we would
get straight shots of this.
We would get, yeah. Then we get the goop, and then so there's other goops. It's like this like really sticky stuff with like chili and watermelon flavor, or chili and mango. So the darker one's the mango, the lighter one's the watermelon.
It's already hard. It's hard.
Oh yeah, they get hard really fast. And actually, this is the texture that they are. So you like drink your Smirnoff. And then you finish it with your... Mm-hmm. So then you get all of the flavors, spicy, sour, sweet.
Gotcha.
Isn't that weird?
I'm trying to decide what I would mix. Although, honestly, I think I would just put plain seltzer water.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. See, it doesn't have a bad flavor.
I like it with the orange juice.
Yeah, I thought
they are. I do too. It's just way too sweet for me.
Mm. Oh, really?
And I would take this with plain seltzer, I think would actually be quite a fun, spicy drink. Mm-hmm.
Or with like a orange flavored seltzer.
What about orange liqueur?
And seltzer. Oh, that'd be fun.
Mm. Now I want to try these things.
I know. Summertime. Mm-hmm.
A lime seltzer.
We could do that too.
Because turmeric lime is a very.
Mm-hmm.
Turmeric basil lime.
That
fresh
would be
basil.
Ooh, that would be yummy too.
Squeeze some lime in, plain seltzer, this.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we should make a whole thing of this.
I think so too. We're gonna do some fun stuff with this tamarind over the summer. Mm-hmm. It's gonna make a reappearance.
I like it.
So another favorite thing that I really enjoyed was they have this brand called Western Sun. It's in Texas, from Texas. And it's from South Texas, and I picked the prickly pear flavored vodka that they have, and this I just put with seltzer.
Ooh,
so if you guys
so
want to try
excited.
It, so it's the pink
the
one.
The pink one.
And I got you guys all like little minis of the
yes
of the.
I was
Western
like, why
Sun.
Does it look familiar? That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yep.
It tastes like bubble gum.
It's prickly pear.
I do. I love it. So you gave me a prickly pear one, and I may have already put it with seltzer.
That's awesome.
Because I was like, ooh, this looks good.
It is so yummy. It's one of those things that it's just really delightful.
Mm-hmm.
It's light. No, I got you cucumber too, right?
Oh, you did.
And then yes. I got somebody else like a ginger. I got or a gin
I think
or something.
I have a ginger one.
Do you have the ginger?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Speaking of ginger.
Your husband?
He's so hot. We had a date night, our date day yesterday, and it was freaking amazing.
What'd you do on your date day? Besides naughty things that shall not be.
Yeah, so we stayed in bed until like noon.
Bum chicka bow wow.
That's right. And then he took me to get my car oil changed.
Oh, that's so romantic.
I know. And then he took me to Jimmy John's because we're fancy. We went to Jimmy John's.
Oh, they have unwitches there.
Oh, no, sorry, not Jimmy John's. He took me to Taco John's.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, those are like, very different places.
Yes. I was like, what can you eat at Jimmy John's? But they have an unwitch.
I was having trouble picturing you.
Yeah, no, he took me to Taco John's.
Oh, that
and
makes perfect
he
sense.
Ordered for me.
Whoa.
Oh.
I know. So he ordered me their guac chicken street taco in a hard shell because their soft shell tacos
are
flour. So he ordered for me in a hard shell. And then he got me some potato oles.
Oh, I love those.
Nice.
Drenched in cheese.
Drenched.
The
and
only
ranch.
Way.
Yeah. It
the
was,
right way.
It was fantastic. All right. So speaking of gingers that are other than my husband. So they have a brand called Frankly Organic. And they have a lot of fun, different vodka flavors. And they're all really interesting. Like the one I picked up was, we made this with organic vodka, organic apples, and organic ginger root. And I paired it with it's called a pink ginger. Janelle brought this for me to try. And she, I think it's this one. Yeah. No, it's not that one. It's this one.
The more gingery looking.
Quite a few little tiny cups.
There's lots of tiny cups everywhere.
And we have food and I want to eat.
Oh, I know. I can't wait for you guys to try it. Okay. So this is the Frankly ginger and I paired it with like a ginger beer type thing that has orange in it. So, and a little bit of lime. It's interesting, isn't it?
It's
very earthy.
It is. I love that part. It's mm-hmm. a little sweet for me.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Ginger beer is incredibly sweet
for me. Oh, it is.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a little sugary.
Yep.
But, yeah. And then, like, with a regular ginger beer without, like, the orange, I think it would be even better.
Mm.
And you know what I would really like to try it with is, like, just, like, plain seltzer or with a tea.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I think it would taste really good in a tea.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think, Miss Angela?
I don't love it.
It's different.
It is. It has a little bit of a soapy taste to me.
Soap. See, I taste dirt. It's just the ginger root.
Ooh.
It's like very gingery.
This reminds me of like a fancy soap.
Mm-hmm.
With fresh lime.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little plain vodka as a really nice, but you can only have one martini.
Right. That would be a fun martini to try.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted by the chicken tender or jumbo shrimp that's on your plate.
Okay. All right. Before we go on, let's address the jumbo looking things in our plates. So I got pig skins or like the
chicharrones.
So the one that's on your plate is salt and vinegar.
Whoa.
And then there's one in a Dixie cup, and that one's the hot and spicy.
I'm so excited about the one in the Dixie cup.
Do you have a preference which one we should try first?
Let's try the salt and vinegar
first.
The plate
one?
Yeah.
All right. It's like ASMR.
It's very light. It's very subtle, but it's really good.
Yeah, they're much better than I thought they'd be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, like, leaning so far away, trying not to crunch into microphones.
I know.
But I know it's still, like...
It's very loud. Yeah. Okay. And now the spicy one.
So these are called... a palate cleanser in between.
Yeah. So they had a habanero one that I had to eat already.
That's awesome.
But and then this is a hot and spicy one.
That is so tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the salt and vinegar one.
I like
one.
It.
I think the salt and vinegar...
I thought for sure I was going to like the spicy one, but I like the salt and vinegar one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I like the... It's hot and spicy for me.
Well, there you go. All right. So the final thing to drink that I tried, that got us, I found a tequila as they're chewing. I found a tequila called Ghost. It's a Ghost Blanco Spicy. Mm-hmm. And let me see. I have a picture here of what it's called. Okay. So they blend a small amount of Buhut, B-H-U-T, Jolokia pepper extract with the tequila. To give it a spiciness. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Buhut Jolokia. I don't know if that's how you say it. I've never heard of it.
It but does not H sound familiar.
Maybe. But.
I was thinking boot.
Boot? I'm thinking this is Spanish because it's a tequila. Mm-hmm. So Buhut. Buhut.
Jolokia.
Yeah.
Looks like it.
Yeah. So anyway, I turned it into an old fashioned.
Which brings me joy because you know my love of the tequila old fashioned.
I know. I don't know. This one, I don't know if what it tastes like. I hope it's good.
I was very sad that one of us did not win the lottery that somebody won from Green Bay.
Oh, I know.
I would have taken you all out to our favorite place, Blue, to get the tequila.
I ate there for lunch today.
Did you?
I did. Oh, I was not allowed to have alcohol, though, because it was with work.
That's disappointing.
I know.
But they have
we need
different.
A redo.
I think so, too. All right. Here is my... Old fashioned.
Oh, it smells so good.
Oh, and there's
it's spicy.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, it's burny.
Oh, that is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's yummy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now to finish it up.
Right, because when she said my final one, she meant the final cup.
I was looking
drink,
at the glass of wine like, wait a second.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's out of the drinks. Now we're going to look at the wine.
That doesn't qualify.
That's not.
Totally different.
That is not a spirit. So this is a Junkyard Red, it's called. It's like the Junkyard, like that's the name of the.
That's the brand name,
the brand
right?
name, yeah, Junkyard. And then this is a red blend. Oh, geez, I'm making noises.
I am very excited about this.
So I'm excited, too. So they had a lot of really fun, different wines. So while I was looking around, I did see one that was like Salt Lick.
Whoa.
And automatically I thought of Rhonda. Because so Rhonda, which is one of our friends, she went to Puerto Rico with us. And we got into some deep conversations. She's definitely one of my favorite people now. And she, yeah, like the minute I saw that, I thought of her. So I had
That's
to get,
awesome.
So I bought her that wine. And then I got this one. And there's one with like a chimpanzee on the front. I got that one too. We'll have to, and it's a Tempranillo. So we'll try that later.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm, we'll try that on a different date. But this is the Junkyard Red Blend.
Mm. It smells good.
It's kind of sweet.
I can't talk. My palate is still burning from the tequila and the chicharrones. I had to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It is a little bit of a sweeter red blend.
It's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have any weird aftertaste.
No, and it's very berry.
It's very berry.
So it's sweet, but like berry sweet, not like sugar sweet.
No.
It's not on the wrong side of sweet.
Mm-mm. No, it's on a good side of sweet.
It's on the good side.
But it kind of, mm-hmm. it kind of goes with the taste profiles that people prefer down in South Texas, I think. Because mm-hmm. it's got the tartness and then it's got the sweet.
I can totally mm-hmm. see that.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to just beg...
Yes.
That you wait until I can save enough money to go because I really want to go before you guys go again.
You know what?
I so Ken and I may go next weekend.
Oh, really?
That makes me sad.
Hey, our cruise was canceled. Everything was refunded. So we can either road trip or we could do a really quick, just him and I, maybe 3 nights in Puerto Rico. I don't know. We're still talking about it, but like.
Or you can take us all out to dinner.
Be in the sun.
You know what? I would want to be in the sun too. Absolutely.
Beach, sun, drinks.
I want to see all the historic stuff in like the historic areas of Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
There's so many neat
honey,
places.
You are going to have so, so much fun.
I know.
And that was the most wonderful thing. So like everyone wants to go back. But Rhonda and I have talked a lot. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, we need at least 2 days in Old San Juan next time. We didn't get to explore any of the historic stuff. Like, well, not bit a little bit, but very little. Like there's so much more we need to do.
I think if we go... We need to go with just us ladies. And the guys can do their own thing. They can come with us, but they can't go with us to San Juan. Because, so my hubby, your hubby might actually like it, but my hubby, his feet are so jacked up. Him walking around on those cobblestones up and down hills.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, so that's part of one of the places I proposed in Old San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Mike will love just hanging out.
Okay.
It's like historic all in its own, and it has an amazing courtyard.
Oh, yeah. He
so
likes
he'll
that.
He'll have all sorts. He will not need to walk, and he won't lack for.
Right. And we can always come back and find him.
Right. So he'll be easy. It's easy, and it's going to be right there,
mm-hmm.
and he'll have everything he needs. We
that
can
sounds
go
awesome.
Wander, we'll come back, and then we'll all go to dinner. And
I like this idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that. So I won't go again until you can go with us. Okay.
So next time we are planning, just throwing it out there though, we're going to do two or three nights in Old San Juan
mm-hmm.
and two or three nights further out because I want to do the bioluminescence
I
next time
do
in the rainforest.
My God. Rainforest is on like in my top five of bucket list things.
Mine too.
Oh, okay. Then let's make it a real vacation.
Yeah.
Maybe two or three. Like it's going to be like five, six, seven mm-hmm. days. Like let's make it long enough. This time it wasn't long enough.
No. Yeah.
It was worth doing. I'm so glad we did it. But we learned that it was 1 day too short.
It was.
Since our Italy trip,
mm-hmm.
I have had one extended weekend vacation.
Oh.
Yes, that is the appropriate face. I wish you all could have seen what Sunshine did with her face.
It was a sad face.
It was.
It hurt.
Anguish.
It was anguish. It was.
Okay,
that
so
is how I feel.
As you guys are anguishing, I did want to bring up my cute little gummies that I found.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these are spicy mango. They're spicy mango.
Spicy
and they're
mango.
Giant.
They are giant. I'm going to eat a toe.
I ate his legs.
I bit his head off.
I knew that's how that was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They're not. They're really subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I put two on your plate.
It's tasty.
Because when you get to the second one, then you start feeling the spice.
Mm. Mm.
So first one, you're like,
yeah, I'm not getting the spice. I'm just getting the fruity.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm. And then I have interesting goop.
There is goop.
I was already tasting the interesting goop.
There's like weird goops, and they put it on stuff. Okay, I have like stuff in my face. Hold on.
While you're chewing and I'm chewing, I'm mm-hmm. gonna talk anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch the show on YouTube, Hot Wings, where the guy has celebrities, he interviews them while they're trying different wing sauces from mild to burn your face off.
Shut up.
Oh my God, you would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Ramsay was my favorite one. He's been on there twice now. He's hilarious. But I decided Luke and I were binging the show. And I was like, I'm going to buy those hot sauces. So they have a deal where you can get the most mild one,
mm-hmm.
the middle one, and the burn your face off one that's called the dab, I think it's called.
The dab.
So we tried them. We bought wings. Mild one was my favorite. The burn your face off one, like literally, I like spicy. But that was just like,
was it gratuitous?
I was like dousing my mouth with milk. Luke got it on his lips, and it made me think of Mike Berkey and the Angelina Jolie.
Did his lips get all swollen?
I mean, he was putting them in milk. It was hilarious. But oh my God. It didn't taste good. Like if it had a good flavor, I didn't think it tasted good.
Well, okay, so one of our local places called Legend Larry's, mm-hmm. and you can actually buy the Legend Larry's sauces at Festival Foods.
And Woodman's.
And Woodman's. So they're amazing. And they're dead on arrival, mm-hmm. which is super hot. It's
but they're lovely tasting.
Mm-hmm. They taste good. Mm-hmm. Like you keep putting it in your face because it tastes good. Because
you want that taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what I love.
I need to steal a little bit. It's all in Luke's fridge now because we made them at his house. But I need to steal a little bit of those so we can do.
I would like to try it. Yes.
The mild one was really good.
Oh.
The middle or the medium one was also, I didn't love the flavor. It was weird.
Really?
It's like a cheap barbecue sauce.
Oh,
I don't like barbecue
that's
wings.
Sad.
I like the hot wings. I like
me too.
The traditional buffalo.
Same.
And I like it as hot as you can get it.
I also like the Asian, you know, like the spicy.
Oh yeah, like the ginger or like the Asian barbecue is really. I can eat that. Mm-hmm. And actually, so I make an Asian barbecue whenever I make wings, and I also make my own. Kind of funny. So if I do a spicy wing, I dip it in cayenne pepper as like the dusting, and then I put them in the oven. I oven them. And then I sauce after.
Okay. Nice.
So like a dry and a wet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It like burns your face off. It's so good.
Ken did some recently. Like my favorite are dry rub, but like we have really good spices at home. and Thai chilies in our dipping sauce. And like, yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Mm. Is there anything else that we need to try? Are we done with everything?
I would just like you to, after you chew on one of the bears, take a sip of the wine because it gives it a different flavor.
Bear?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and then we're going to try the goops. So there was a watermelon goop, and then there was the mango goop.
I feel like it makes the wine more earthy. It takes away some of the sweetness.
Oh.
Wow. That's dramatic.
Isn't that awesome?
I wasn't expecting such a difference.
Mm-hmm. It was a happy coincidence that I needed something to drink after my first bear. And I had wine or water, and I went with the wine.
So the watermelon guy, the goop... Oh, don't die. Okay, so the goops, you can either rim your glasses with them or people like drizzle the goopy stuff like on candy, like sour worms and stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a watermelon and then there's a mango. You decide which one is which because I can't remember what goop is what.
Okay, I just tried the watermelon.
Me too.
Okay.
It's very...
So the one that I had less of was definitely the watermelon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the most is the mango. And then
and then when you try to wipe you just get a lot of shredding from the paper towel.
Yeah, you just need to eat that.
I even licked it.
The mango's not my favorite, but I do like the watermelon.
Oh. I thought they were both decent.
Oh, yeah, no.
So we have to find ways to eat the goop in our drinks because I have like 3 containers of it.
Could you mix it in with wing sauce?
Oh,
that would be that'd be a wild wing. Yeah,
that would be wild.
That'd be fun,
Especially the mango one because it's more a little bit more savory. Yeah, you know what? I'll try that. And then the other like tamarind it came in a big giant squeeze bottle. I mean, it's ginormous. So I don't know what. I was at a fruit stand and they had that, and they had a whole bunch of jellies too. Oh, I had a
fun jelly and try it.
So I ended up with like a peach and chili pepin, which is really hot. They're like really hot, little tiny hot chilies. And that one was amazing. But I don't know what else. I got a whole bunch of flavors. I know I got you a sugar-free one.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure what flavor I got you, but yeah. And it's like sweetened with stevia. So that was the fruit stand that was 2 miles from my parents' house. So my dad's house is in the middle of nowhere. Like, seriously, in the middle of nowhere. And if you drive down, okay, so he lives off of Highway 666. And the corner of 666 and 624, there is a fruit stand.
Wow.
I know. And we drove there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I spent a lot of money there. And it was all worth it. So, but yeah, that's where I found the weird, goopy stuff.
Fun.
I know. But anyway, so it's January. We're trying to eat better.
Fail.
Fail.
Other than today.
Other than this last week. Yeah. Other than this last, like, month. Yeah, sure. Seriously, I was doing so good with my weight. I was doing so good with my health. And now I'm, like, back to ground zero again. I suck.
No. It's a cycle. And I feel like you first of all, you can never beat yourself up because you're going to ebb and flow with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to think of it as a lifestyle and not as, like, a dramatic change and make subtle changes.
Because
if you try to do anything crazy all at once, it's not going to last.
No, it won't. So you did something super cool that I want to try. And actually, Mike asked me to order a whole bunch of what you tried. So talk to me about it.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I thought about posting it on Facebook, and I'm like, are people going to think I'm, like, paid by them? But I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, I decided, based on my dad's recommendation, I have hereditary higher cholesterol.
Me too.
And I was able to get it to normal range by completely cutting out meat, like red meats. I ate chicken for a year straight, but that was very boring. I like red meat.
Yeah.
So for the last 15, 16 years, my cholesterol has been over 200 every time. So my dad had good luck with apple cider vinegar, and I am not a big fan of vinegar in any form. So I found the Goli gummies, and for the last year have faithfully consumed one a day. It says you can take more than that. I've done one a day.
Okay.
And my cholesterol was 210 last year, and it was 176 this year.
And that's the only thing that you've done differently?
I've done nothing differently.
Okay, I'm going on Amazon right now.
They're like $20 a bottle, and I think it's like a month supply.
Okay.
But I didn't know if I loved the flavor at first, because you can definitely tell there's vinegar in there, but it grew on me, and I actually like them now.
Really?
Forward to taking them, yep.
Your body craves it. Does it crave it?
And my dad had the same thing. His was slightly over 200, and his is in the 170s now as well.
Wow.
Yeah, very interesting. So
that's crazy.
Like
I do have apple cider vinegar capsules in my vehicle for you.
Oh, okay. And he takes capsules.
Okay.
So I can bring those to you.
Didn't want another.
And they're from Costco.
If you go online, the Goli are $37 for two.
Okay.
Or you can buy Highlands Naturals Organic Apple Cider Vinegar Blast Gummies for $14.85 for
one. Yeah, I did see there's other brands out there now, but I feel like I'm going to stick with the Goli because I know it works for me.
Yeah. If you find something that works, you go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also feel like it helps me maintain my weight. So when I first started taking it, I lost like between 5 and 10 pounds, which I did not need to lose. So I was like, well, that's concerning. But I gained them back pretty quickly. And now I'm just at this same level, and I feel like no matter what I eat or how I eat, I don't really gain a whole lot, like 1 to 2 pounds. So I feel like, and my dad said the same thing, had the conversation with him, that he feels like it helps him maintain his weight too.
Really?
So added bonus.
That's awesome. I tried that idea. And for me, it didn't do anything.
Oh.
But everyone's different.
Yeah.
So that's just like, I take ashwagandha, and I'm like, I know Andrea tried it, and she was like, nope, does nothing.
Does nothing for me.
But for me, it's like I take it every day, and it helps me tremendously with sleep.
Although, you know what? I will say that I was having some really bad anxiety like about a year ago, maybe a little bit over a year ago, and I started taking the ashwagandha daily to help with my anxiety.
That's one of its primary.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So that did help. And I was really grateful that I had that. And
do you take that at night?
Nope. I take it. Well, I just have my little vitamin pack. So my one a day, I take a vitamin D, a multivitamin, and the ashwagandha, and a probiotic.
Mm, yeah.
And then I just take them, honestly, whenever I remember to during the day when I've eaten something.
Sounds good. Okay. I might try the ashwagandha.
Yeah.
My sleep has been jacked since my booster shot.
Mm. So just letting you know, taking ashwagandha at night for me, I couldn't sleep.
So I had to take it in the morning then.
I had to take it in the morning.
But some people take it at night for sleep. Some people take it in the morning and it helps them. Like, you've got to figure out like what works for you.
What works for
you. It doesn't matter what time of day I take mine.
Okay.
It just helps reduce, I don't know, it helps with my sleep stability and my my mood, my energy. It's just overall, it's good, which is interesting because for me, I've never had a supplement do anything ever.
No. And, you know, Mike is the same way. He feels the same way about supplements. He takes his vitamin D, he takes his fish oils, and that's pretty much it. Like, he doesn't take anything else.
I started fish oil a few years ago because I had heard that that could help cholesterol. It did nothing for my cholesterol, but significantly lowered my triglycerides. So I continue to take it to keep my triglycerides low.
Oh, well, see, there you go. You gotta, like, you gotta play, you gotta test things out.
Yeah.
I heard that eating a lot of avocados helps with your triglycerides as well. So, and I eat a lot of avocados.
I love me some avocado.
Just what I heard is we need to go back to Puerto Rico because they have the best avocados.
They do.
And I believe you're right.
I think so, too. I think this has to happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So
you
when
can
I
get
was...
fresh, like, avocado in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Angela.
They're giant. They're ginormous.
I love it.
And they don't turn, they're not the black ones. They're like the green ones. Oh, okay. They stay green.
Oh. They're giant.
Oh, my gosh. They're the size of my head.
They're so good. I am still sad that one morning Andrea offered me avocado toast, and I was like, no, that's okay. And ever since, like,
oh my God.
Periodically, I'm like, what were you thinking? What is wrong with you?
It was amazing.
How did you miss that opportunity?
So
I regret it today.
I got that beautiful piece of avocado, and then I smashed it. Mm-hmm. I put a little bit of salt, pepper, and lime juice, spread it on toast. I had gluten-free toast. Thank goodness they have gluten-free toast there.
Nice.
And so I had gluten-free toast, and then I fried an egg.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to throw an egg on there,
and that's
on
top.
Beauty.
And it was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say, I had to use the F word because it was that amazing.
It was that good. This is serious.
What I've been doing this week is I take turkey, a pound of turkey, ground turkey. I mix in this spicy herb, like it's supposed to be for like grilling, but I throw that in there. And then I cook up some hash browns, nice and crispy. I put those in there. And then I smear fresh avocado all over a spinach wrap. And then I fry up either scrambled eggs or I do a fried egg. And I put that on there. And today I put some bacon in there and some hot sauce. And that's
nice.
My breakfast. I pre-make it so then I can make these every morning.
That sounds freaking amazing. Oh, and you're like, I eat all the things. And my cholesterol is down. And I'm super skinny.
It took me like 16 years. Fuck off.
So I don't know what the deal is. So since I went to Texas, and it might be the amount of sugar that I've been taking, because sugar and I don't get along. We don't. And I've been eating a lot of sugar lately. And I've noticed the inflammation. I've noticed that my weight has come back on like crazy. I am not feeling healthy. So I think for this next year, I'm really going to be more aware of my sugar intake, because I think it's something that I really need to be more aware of. Because I love it, but it's not good for me.
I just heard another study, too, that it's bad for, like, dementia and Alzheimer's. Like, a high or a lot of sugar in your diet can exacerbate that.
Yeah. So I think for my New Year's resolution this year, I am going to really focus on the amount of sugar I'm eating.
Yeah, you can eat with me.
I will eat with you. So, but I do love sugar. Like, I didn't realize how much I liked it until this last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I belong to, like, I work at a college that is known for their allergen station. Like, they are like the top food, like they're number one in like their food in the state and like number three in the country for their dining experiences. And a lot of it is attributed to their allergen station. And so I have access to the most amazing pastries and desserts. And they're gluten-free. They're big eight free. So that's peanuts, dairy, all of those things. It's free of all of the bad things that can make you feel sick. And they're freaking delicious. But there's a lot of sugar. And so, because you have to have sugar to make it taste good, right? So I'm going to try really hard this year to, like, back off on those sweets because I don't need them. They don't give me energy. They make me feel tired.
Somebody once told me that sugar is like heroin. And I was like, lies. But
oh,
I think
true.
It's true. It is true. Because I do really good for a while and then someone will buy me Sarugias. And then I'll dive into that and then I crave it. And then it's like I need it like 3-4 times a day. It's
oh my
bad.
God. It's terrible.
It's hard to break that too.
I had a bad situation with Sarugi's chocolates, and it's just probably because I have like a weird allergy, but I had like a really bad allergy like reaction today. Like I had to like take a ton of Benadryl. Aww. Today. I was really loopy. It was really funny, actually. My coworkers knew that I needed to take Benadryl and they knew that I was loopy, so they made fun of me a lot today. Aww. I know. But anyway, so I mean, you know, you don't know. Like whenever you go to like any kind of store, you don't know what's in the processing of some of the stuff. Yep. So, but anyway, not having to do anything with sugar. I'm a little tipsy. I'm going to have to go drink some water. So, hey, you know what? We are going to go have some fun. Just the three of us. We're going to go do some bingo down the road from my house. It's like literally down the road from my house.
It is.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're going to go do bingo. We're going to hang out and like catch up some more because I miss you girls so much.
Yeah, yeah. I missed you too.
So, listeners, thank you so much for spending time with us. We're going to kind of focus a little bit more on our quest for well-being this month. We're going to not necessarily go dry because I love alcohol and I love wine, but we're going to try to find some healthier alternatives this month and make all of our yummy, tasty drinks that we love so much a little bit healthier.
And maybe just healthy additions or surroundings. So
yeah.
I love to have a beverage now and then. But I have recommitted to doing my treadmill every morning and making sure if I don't do it in the morning, I do it for lunch. Like, and then making sure I eat vegetables every day.
Yes.
Or you got to do whatever is good for you, but these are good for me. And these are the things that make me feel good. They make me sleep better. They make me have more energy. Mm-hmm. So I've been really focused on that, but I still am going to have a beverage now and then.
You know?
Yep.
Or yeah. two.
And what are you planning on doing this year?
All of those things. And also a big thing for me, which I told you ladies before the podcast, is just spending more time with the people that I care about most. Because I feel like with the pandemic, it really changed like my trajectory of my life, I feel like. Like
yeah.
I was going out all, you know, I was doing things all the time. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit and then we were sequestered for a while. And I was living in fear for a while. So, yeah, I just want to get back out there and spend more time with people.
Yeah, agreed. So we're going to talk more about our, I don't know, I don't want to call them our New Year's resolutions.
No.
So when you call them that, then it's just...
I don't think it's a New Year's resolution. This is just a renewed focus.
Exactly. That's
we're
perfect.
We're going to talk about our renewed focus next time around.
Yes.
All right, listeners, thank you so much for spending time with us. We really enjoyed spending time with you, and we will chat with you later. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast was recorded adjacent to my hubby's man cave in the outskirts of Green Bay, Wisconsin. All of the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour music was written and recorded by yours truly, with vocal accompaniment by my wonderful children. Special thanks to the sponsors and co-hosts of the show, Janelle Beyer, Carolyn Shuffle, Sunshine Hopped, and Angela Hain. None of the products are sponsors of this show. We just talk about our favorite things. Please visit us on our YouTube channel, The Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. On Facebook, at Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour, or shoot us an email at FOURMomspodcast@gmail.com.